Right? Is she really the daughter of Night?
I don't know. I just don't know. But we're on the tiger's back now. We can't let go.
Chapter 37. I moved out before dawn. I took every man I could round up, except those who had helped dispatch the priests. Those I left as a garrison, with orders to remain in the city a week, then to move to the remote Vedna Bota ford across the main. I did not want them talking to the other men who did not yet know about the massacre. There were 6,000 men in the force. They were scarcely more than an armed rabble. They were enthusiastic, though. They wanted to relieve Dejagore. I tried to teach them on the march. Narayan did not like the move. He brooded. He came to me late the third day of the march. We were 20 miles from Goja.
Mistress.
He finally decided to talk about it. He pretended not to be surprised. He tried to accept everything about me. On the surface. Did he regret his snap decision that I was his strangler messiah? I'm sure he wanted more control. He did not want his daughter of Night to be independent of his own ambitions and wishful thinking.
Yes, mistress. Tomorrow is Etsataya, first day of the festival. We're only a few miles from the holy grove. It is important that you present yourself to the Jamadars.
I guided him out of the human stream. I haven't been trying to duck it. I've been preoccupied. You said the first day. I thought this was a one-day holy festival.
It's 3 days, mistress. The middle day is the actual high holy day.
I can't afford a 3-day delay, Narayan.
I know, mistress.
Funny how the honorifics showed up so much more often when he wanted something.
But we do have men capable of keeping the mob moving. All they have to do is follow the road. With your horses, we can overtake them quickly.
I masked my feelings. This was something I had to do, but not something I wanted to do. Narayan's cult had not been much use yet. But Narayan himself was a valuable aid. I had to keep him happy. All right, get this mob pointed in the right direction and going on its own momentum. I'll want Ram and my gear.
Yes, mistress.
We left the column half an hour later. It was dark when we reached the Strangler's holy grove. I did not see much of it, but I felt it. Seldom had I encountered a place with a darker aura. Some of Narayan's brotherhood were there already. We joined them. They watched me sidelong, afraid to look at me directly. There was nothing to do. I went to sleep early. The dreams were worse than ever before. Unrelenting. Continuous. I did not escape till the sun rose, probed through the mist and dark trees. 10,000 crows bickered and squawked overhead. Narayan and his cronies thought that a hugely favorable omen. The crow was Kina's favorite bird, her messenger and spy. Was there a connection with the crows that had followed the company so long? According to Croker, they had picked us up before we had crossed the Sea of Torments. The sea lies 7,000 miles north of the grove. As soon as I wakened, I was sick. I vomited as I tried to sit up. Men bustled around, solicitous, unable to do anything helpful. Narayan looked scared to death. He had a lot invested in me. He would be a nothing if he lost me now.
Mistress, mistress, what's